Proponents say there's no reason for a special exemption for these clinics from the same regulations that apply to all other healthcare facilities. But foes say abortion clinics have a heightened need for privacy for both patients and staff. Brian Howard, president of Planned Parenthood Advocates of Arizona, said Brewer's signature is no surprise.
She has been hostile to women's health care and Planned Parenthood's role in providing women's health care since the day she took office.
That's not an exaggeration. In a 2012 interview with Arizona Public Radio, Brewer spelled out her animosity toward the organization.
I do not support the goals of Planned Parenthood because I believe in life. They believe in choice. So let's just cut right through the fat and tell it like it is. I don't support them.
The new law could wind up in court before it takes effect later this summer. In a 2004 ruling, a federal appeals court voided an identical provision as unconstitutional. That resulted in a consent agreement which said the state would first get a warrant, an agreement Howard said remains in effect. But Kathy Herod, president of the Anti-Abortion Center for Arizona Policy, which helped craft the measure, said that ruling was based on the fact Arizona did not regulate abortion clinics at the time, something she said is no longer true. For Arizona Public Radio, this is Howard Fisher.